questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions from around the world on Islamic issues and Islamic principles. Like always, in our recent shows, we have invited Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary Schools. We'd like to welcome him to this show and say salam to him and inshallah start our discussion with him. Sheikhana, salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. It's a great pleasure for us. The question of the day that we want to pose it here and ask it from the respected guest, the speaker of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, is about the concept of the spell or talisman. And, you know, there are some ways to repel evil and badness from a community. It is quite famous among the common lay people that it is said, if you want to repel any evil from your life, from your community, from these, from your family, you need to refer to this talisman or to this spell. What is being said in Latin Arabic as talism. So we want to talk about the reality of these issues and concepts to see if they are real and we are allowed to refer to such things or not. Or if it is true, okay, we need to have more information. If it is not true, so what is the best way to repel and refrain from badness and the evil that comes to a person's life? Sometimes life of a person is full of evil or, let's say, bad luck. And it is being said that, oh, there is some, let's say, supplication or prayer has been made on you, and you need to break that, let's say, that borders and lines which have surrounded you. Is it true, Sheikh, first, and then tell us about the reality of talisman or these spells, and tell us if they are real or not.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. You see that it is one of the questions that frequently has been asked, that whether we have this kind of spell or they have any kind of effect on the lifestyle of human being. When you look at the verses of Noble Quran and the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and before that, when we check it with a reason and the rational power of human being, it is not, rationally speaking, acceptable to have to believe in any kind of effect of the, for example, some inanimate things to have on the life of the human being.
Yeah.
Rationally speaking, how it is possible that to believe that these talisman or a spell have any kind of effect on the life of human being?
Mm-hmm.
It is not acceptable. You see that when we check it with the reasoning power of human being, we cannot find any kind of validity for such a, you know, ideas and for such a inanimate, you know, matters.
True.
If when we go to the verses of Noble Quran and the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, pure progeny of Noble Prophet, we see that the emphasis is on, for example, prayer, which is dua, or as-sadaqa, which is kind of charity. If you want to, for example, repel any kind of disaster or bala, which we call it. Of course, these kind of recommendations of Ahlul Bayt, it does not mean that all your power should be on, for example, prayer and charity. These are part of the, you know, factors and part of the elements which can affect your life. Because you know that the power of the choosing and willpower of human being and how to plan for your future, all these matters Okay, but after all, we have part of the portion of the effect on the prayer and on sadaqah. For example, Noble Prophet said that as sadaqatu tadfa'u al-bala wa hiya anjahu dawa. Charity repel the trials and difficulties, and it is a best kind of cure. Okay, or for example, other narration that we have for the prayer. If you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have some kind of connection with divine realm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you, will aid you, and will shower you with His blessing.
Mm-hmm.
These are, as I said, and I would like to emphasize on that, these are part of the, you know, factors with effects which affect the life of the human being. But many other factors like the decision, your right decision, your willpower, your plan, and all these, your pre-plan, all of these, they are matter and they have, part of the effect and on the life of the human being.
Very true.
On the other hand, because in the question has been mentioned, how can I repel the Satan? Is it possible to do that via some talisman or other things? Mm-hmm. Because we have in the verses of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ حَمَضَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Oh, my Lord, I seek your protection from the promptings of devils. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ. I ask your protection from the Satans to, visit me. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to say that you should seek protection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the whispering of Satans.
Mm-hmm.
And this ista'ada, or seeking protection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one of the key in repelling the satanic whisperings. It has been mentioned that when you recite these verses and if you seek protection toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Satan would be repelled.
Okay, Shaykhun, noted. But it is being said by those who are actually emphasizing on the concept of talisman, or let's say the spell. They say that what we are recommending you to do is, again, another dua, another, let's say, supplication. What they call it, talisman or talisman. They say that we give you a sort of supplication, a piece of a supplication, and we give it to you, and we want you to keep it with you, for example, in your pocket or with you wherever you are. Then it acts like a talisman, and then it will repel any kind of satanic temptations and also any evil from you. Sometimes it is a piece of dua, sometimes no, it is it's something that they ask you to take it with you. How can we differentiate between these things?
All the points that you mentioned, they are man-made.
Mm-hmm.
Because some individual, ordinary people like me and you, they come and they want to create some kind of supplication and to claim that this supplication has some kind of effect.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have, what is the reality of that? Does it have any effect or not?
Mm-hmm.
They are man-made. Who said that this, for example, the supplication that that individual has been made, it has any effect on the life of the human being?
Mm.
Or that spell or talisman, how you can prove it? Even I said that rationally speaking,
yeah.
How can you prove that these kind of man-made ideas, they have any effect on the life of the human being? Is it proven or not?
Mm-hmm.
But when we quote some narrations, they are, supported by some authentic narrations that I, mentioned. They are, first of all, they are divine narrations that are related to the household of the Noble Prophet. And we can rely on these narrations because they have been uttered by infallible and sinless people.
Yeah.
Of course, proven, granted that these narrations are authentic. Because first of all, we should check the authenticity of the narration, the chain of the narrations, and the content of the narration. After all, overall, if you come to this conclusion that these narrations are authentic, we can rely on this authentic because, as I said, they are, from the family of the household of Prophet Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you can, have this idea and to come to this conclusion, they have some effect on the life of the human being.
Okay.
questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
The same again, I want to continue, Sheikh. You said that we need to refer to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Allah says that, أَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبَّنْ يَحْضَرُونَ. Again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. Okay, this asking can be made in the wording of an ordinary person. For example, he writes, for example, Allah, help me to get rid of, for example, the Satans and evil. So, should it necessarily come from an infallible side to be more effective and more efficient? So, he says that I'm making a dua, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expel any kind of evil and badness. Then, be it in the word of the Ahlul Bayt, or be it in my own word as a simple person. I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that.
You see, for example, when we can have this kind of similarity between worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to do this namaz or salat or prayer in this format, okay?
Yeah.
And he said that if you do it in this format, I will accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some other people, they come, he said that, I want to do it in another form because this is, after all, this is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do it in this form.
In my own language.
Yes, in my own language.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe other persons from other, you know, cultures, they come and say the claim that I want to do this prayer in another way.
Yeah.
Is that acceptable? I mean, I want to say that after all these ibadat and these worships, they are tawqifi, technically speaking. Tawqifi means they should be ascribed and they should be defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's true.
We cannot have some kind of man-made worshipping and to ascribe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept such a worshipping. Because Satan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to do some kind of prostration before Adam, he said that I do not do this prostration because I'm higher than Adam.
Mm-hmm.
خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينْ وَخَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارِ. You have created me from fire and you created him from soil. And maybe he wanted to have his own, you know, worshipping. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to do this prostration. Maybe he wanted to do, first of all, he refused it. And second, he wanted to do in another form of worshipping, whatever I like.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do this kind of worshipping. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have assigned some specific way for worshipping him.
Mm-hmm.
And the case that we are dealing with, whether these talisman have any kind or a spell has any kind of effect on the life of human being should be defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So does it mean in case we insist on performing, if we insist in in paying attention to the talisman, we are entrapped by Satan and by satanic temptations?
Yes, of course. Because these,
as you said, is a new form of ibadah and worship that has not been prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not even narrated by the Ahlul Bayt and the Infallibles.
You know, sometimes some people, they refer to some, you know, you can call them gurus or some people, they have some, you know, ideas. They claim that we have some connection to Allah and we want to have some prayer. They just have some kind of supplication, man-made supplication, and for the sake of money, they give you, and they claim that it has some effect on your life. And it's, for example, it is a cure for your diseases. It's, for example, solve your problems and so on and so forth. But the question is here, how can I rely on those supplications?
So it means that satanic temptations are really, and satanic temptations and tricks are very complicated, and at the same time, while you are asking Allah, but you are again entrapped by Satan itself.
Exactly, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wanted to order something, you should do it by the means and method he himself mentioned it and prescribed it.
Very true.
You cannot have your own means for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these, at least part of these supplications, they are included to the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or for example, we have on other verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. When Satan inflicted on this human being, they have any touch with these pious human being, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they become aware of satanic temptation. So one of the ways for repelling Satan is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jazakallah khair. Thank you very much for your scholarly elaboration on the topic and your respected listeners for staying tuned. And so we understood, I think, the most important point that we can extract from the explanations of respected Sheikh is sometimes we're making a dua, we are actually reciting a dua, but we are again entrapped by Satan and we are not asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. So we have gone the wrong way. So for any format of dua, we need to be following whatever has been prescribed by Allah and narrated and said by the Prophet of Islam and his infallible successors. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for listening to us and staying tuned. Till our next session, I'll live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن